Good morning and welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I am Syl Stein and welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great day. This is The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. And for today, I wanted to do a show because I haven't done one other than interviews. I haven't really done a show. I did a small show about stuff the last time, but I haven't really done a full show. So I wanted to do that today and speak to you about self-publishing, traditional and self-publishing, and what I found out. And hopefully this will help you guys and give you some insight. If you're not sure what to do, hopefully this show will help you. So good morning and welcome to the show. I'm drinking my Gevalia Colombian coffee. Welcome to Anchor, to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday, as I am. I know it's been a hectic summer. It's been a good summer, just very hectic. A lot of stuff going on, especially for me with my kids and being at home and trying to catch up on things, get rid of clutter, so many things. But I wanted to say I'm enjoying my coffee. I'm drinking it on the mug because it all begins with coffee. Caitlin Page from Artsy Fartsy Creations made for me. So this is an awesome mug, and shout out to her and her creativity. Thank you so much, Caitlin. We appreciate you. So good morning. I hope everyone's having a great start to their day and enjoying themselves today. I wanted to start off first by recommending some books because we haven't done books and coffee in a while. Seems like forever. And I wanted to start with that. So happy Wednesday. Today is July 14th, 2021. I hope everyone's having a great start to their day. So I'm going to go and check out, let's see. I had told them to leave my books here. Doesn't seem like they did. Because we got rid of clutter, but sometimes then I can't find my books. Not that I'm, you know, I want them unorganized, but I just want to know where my books are. And now I'm having a hard time trying to find them, if that makes any sense. But for today, what I wanted to do is I wanted to recommend some books. And for right now, I've been reading the book The Woman in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware, author of In a Dark, Dark Wood. I think I talked about it last time and I read a little bit of it. And this is a book that I just finished reading. I hope that you'll check out and read this book by Ruth Ware. It's an instant New York Times, USA Today, and Los Angeles Times bestseller. And if you have not read any of her books, please do, because The Woman in Cabin 10 is an amazing thriller. I have The Lying Game I read, and also In a Dark, Dark Wood. So I have read several of her books already, more than several. And I'm going to be reading her other book. I think it was another book that of hers that I have not read. But I read The Woman in Cabin 10, The Lying Game. I'm trying to see what other book I'm missing. Give me a second here. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. I don't know why I can't find her books, what books she has or doesn't have. And what I love about her books is that they come with a quest and stuff that you can look up to also. So, but I've read those three books of hers so far. And if you're looking for good thrillers, please check out the books by author Ruth Ware. And it is, like I said, I read In a Dark, Dark Wood, The Lying Game, and The Woman in Cabin 10 so far. I've read those. But I know she has other books, so please check out her books. I recommend that. And also, another book that I found very inspirational is Think Like a Monk. This is a nonfiction book by the amazing Jay Shetty, a New York Times bestseller. Train your mind for peace and purpose every day. And Jay Shetty is a storyteller, podcaster, and former monk. Shetty's vision is to make wisdom go viral. In 2017, he was named, he was in Forbes 30 Under 30 for being a game changer in the world of media. He is on a mission to share the timeless wisdom of the world in an accessible, relevant, and practical way. Shetty has created more than 400 viral videos with over 5 billion views and hosts the number one health and wellness podcast in the world, On Purpose. So I hope you check out Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. And let me read about Ruth Ware. Let me go ahead and go to my computer so you can find out more about Ruth Ware in this segment of recommendations of books. Give me a second here. Okay. We're going to go into... I'm still drinking my delicious Gavalia Colombian coffee. Okay. Okay. Ruth Ware is a British psychological crime thriller author. Her novels include In a Dark, Dark Wood, The Woman in Cabin 10, The Lying Game, The Death of Mrs. Westaway, and The Turn of the Key, and One by One. It's almost like she was kind of referred to as the modern Agatha Christie. So, and I've always loved Agatha Christie as well. So please check out her books. And she's a New York Times and Los Angeles Times bestseller. So I hope you will check out the books by Ruth Ware and also Jay Shetty, Think Like a Monk. You could always find his videos on Facebook and also especially... Instagram as well. And we'll be right back with the next segment, which will be about talking about self-publishing and traditional publishing. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM presents The Coffee Chronicles. And now I'm ready to talk about self-publishing versus traditional publishing. And I'm just going to talk about my own experience. I've talked about it before, but basically what has been the pros, the good things and the bad things that I've experienced myself when it comes to publishing. And this is my own advice from the stuff I've gone through. That doesn't mean you have to follow what I say, but I started thinking about it because I've been wanting to, I've started publishing books back in, I want to say 2013. We started with some anthologies with the Writer 750 LinkedIn. Shout out to all of them and Heather Schultz and the amazing group of people I got to meet through there. And we published some giant tales behind the mystic doors, and we had several series, and I got to publish a couple of stories here and there. And it's been amazing, you know, to get on that journey where you learn about publishing and the stuff that you undergo. For that, we didn't make, you know, money out of it or anything. It's more about, you know, getting our name out there and publishing and seeing that, you know, what, you know, getting ourselves out there as public, you know, as author, first time authors, or we were writers in a group and then we kind of let it flow. And then a lot of us broke off and did our own writing. I joined Southern New Hampshire University. I started, going for my master's in writing and English and creative writing. And I started with a novel called Closure that I published in 2014. It was, you know, like I said, it was a new experience. And I started with that novel. It was a short story for a class. And another great editor, I can't reveal her name, but an author herself said, you know, you should expand this, make it a story. And I made it into third person, you know, and after a lot of thought, you know, behind it, I went ahead and created Closure and published it. I believe it was that July of 2014, and took out Closure, the story of Sarah James and her father, Garrison, and that whole dynamic. And I went through CreateSpace, and then they also had Amazon KDP. I published that, and you know, it was fair. You know, I made a fair amount. I didn't know a lot about marketing at that time. So I just, like I said, I made, you know, money here and there. But I published my book and it got a lot of rave reviews and I learned a lot from it. So I was very grateful for that experience. And it did really well, you know, for a first book. And I was just happy with that. And then I did another book right after that I worked on for National Novel Month. This was back in, I think I worked on it in, I want to say in 2014 I worked on it. Then in 2015 I published Chasing Clarity. At the time it was just Clarity. Also did CreateSpace, Amazon KDP. Same thing, you know, it expanded, but it was a YA and I thought it would do better, but I tried to put it into different things. Like I tried to go to this place that was kind of a vanity press and all they did was take more of my money and they didn't really do much with it. So I kind of just left it at Amazon and, you know, and did my own stuff, you know, when I did my author events virtually, but then a lot of the times people were just expecting free stuff and nothing was getting, you know, promoted. I finally just started, you know, promoting it myself slowly but surely. And then I had Closure and Chasing Clarity. And it was fair, you know, through Amazon. And I didn't get a lot of reviews as I wanted. I got more reviews on Closure, which I'm very grateful for. But was able to find a really good editor, and they edited it, and I republished it, especially in I was able to republish it in 2017, and I rededicated it to my one of my dear friends who passed away back in 2017, early 2017. I had a book bash. Great Lakes Book Bash event, and I took my books, ordered them, and then I had also just released another book, which was a prequel to Closure, The Diary of a Broken Father, and that book also I thought I did really well. That was the one thing for SNHU I ended up graduating from, because that was the capstone, one of the things I had to write at the end and turn in. Was The Diary of a Broken Father, which was a prequel to Closure. And it talked about the father, Garrison James, and his journey into alcoholism. And, you know, and I thought that would get rave reviews. And it was also on Amazon. Then it was no longer KDP. A few years ago, they had Amazon KDP. They did away with CreateSpace. So now everything was put on Amazon KDP. But I really didn't see a full difference of promotion, and I've kind of been learning more about, you know, you need to promote your books ahead of time and do more with them. So what I started doing is I started working on my latest book, my thriller, Battered Mind, and I attended this webinar with this great person that she works through Readzy. And did a webinar about, you know, book agents and how you get them and learn about the traditional way of publishing things. And I started working towards that goal where, you know, to learn more about the traditional publishing. So I worked with her, edited my book, and I'm still working on my drafts. But now I'm kind of leaning towards trying to traditionally publish. However, I still have hesitation because there is a lot of good things that come with self-publishing, because you're in control the whole time of how you do your stuff. But then, you know, there's some advantages in traditional publishing. There is a lot of things that kind of turn people away, because it is harder to get into that market. However, once you get in and you find that niche or that book agent, then they can, you know, they're able to give you that, in where you are able to get with a publishing company that will handle your work and your books. The only thing is that it comes with, you know, changes. Like when you want to control what you write, how you turn it in, how you want to publish, the cover you're going to use, everything has to be run by the publishing company. Now, for me, I'm still in the fence of it. I'm not saying it's bad. What I found and what I want to try for now is try another type of marketing in the self-publishing way, by putting my books up on other places that are not just Amazon KDP. Because one thing that pushed me towards that is that I was trying to get my books in the Barnes & Noble bookstores. So I went ahead, you know, I do have my books online and you can order them, you know, because our books, when you self-publish with Amazon KDP, they're basically print-on-demand books. And this is a lot of stuff that I found out later that I wasn't too aware of, is that they don't always have the option, you know, they don't give you the option of if you want to put your books in at Barnes & Noble. What Barnes & Noble asks is that, yeah, you can submit it. However, they have to be returnable if they don't sell those books. Not that they're not going to sell them, but they want that option. Well, what I found out is Amazon doesn't do that, because if they get the books returned, they don't want a warehouse full of their books. So it kind of limits you to what you can expand to. You still can order them on demand, sell them on your own in book events, market them all you want, and have family and friends buy them for you. I'm not saying you can't. However, the next option is you have other printing presses like Barnes & Noble Printing Press. I think they also have one. And Ingram Spark, which a lot of people have told me about. And basically, they distribute your books everywhere. Although they do print on demand, they don't limit to where you can put your books into. Once you do that, if you already have Amazon, you don't have to sign on with Amazon with them. They could do every other bookstore and let you expand your basically where you want to place your books. So that's where I'm headed now. I'm going to be putting my books on Ingram Spark. I'm going to pay the $49 because they have different packages with ebook and book. And yes, I know that Amazon is free. You don't have to pay. But Ingram Sparks. I thought it had stopped. That's why I stopped. Ingram Spark gives you different options of how of what to, you know, if you just want to buy your one paperback or your ebook or both. And it has a price of $49, and you pay for it, you upload it. Once it's all up, your books will go and you can order whatever you're going to order, and then put them, they will distribute them all over. You just have to look at the options that you have. So that's what I'm going to be working on with my current books. And then once that Battered Mind gets, once I get the final rough draft, I'm going to resend it back to the editor at ReadSeek and then work with her again and then see what my options are after that. But what I was looking at an article on traditional versus self-publishing that came out. And one of the things I found out through that is that, you know, they have, you know, like I said, it's mostly about your own control, whether, you know, you self-publish or traditionally publish. But an article I was reading Give me a second. I'm going to look it up. Okay, give me a second here. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry I got cut off. But basically, looking up the article, self-publishing versus traditional publishing, which is right for you? And this is coming from by Joel Pitney, book publishing versus self-publishing. And this is taking from launchmybook.com. So traditional publishing, he says, has until recently been the only way to get a book published. Most of the bestsellers you know of today were published traditionally. You were to go through the books on your shelf and look at the copyright pages. You'll often notice the big names like Random House, Penguin, listed as the publisher. While there are various different types of traditional publishers, they're all independent companies that essentially buy the rights to print, publish, and sell your book through bookstores and other retailers. In return, the author gets paid a percentage of the sales, which are called royalties. While there are new avenues for publishing books, getting a traditional publishing deal is still widely considered the gold standard. So the pros is traditional publishing can be a filter for good and bad writing. The major publishing houses are seen as the professionals on the topic, as they are credited with knowing good books from bad books, what will sell versus what won't. If they accept your work, it's essentially a higher source that says this book is good enough for us to publish. It can act as a rite of passage because it requires obtaining approval from an established gatekeeper. So that's a one pro. Now, self-publishing pro, it can be faster. The actual time to self-publish is about the same as traditional publishing, but it saves you the months or years it takes to find an agent to represent you or sell your work to a publisher. We recommend planning to spend 3 to 5 months on the self-publishing process, but it can be done much faster if needed. Then it has, similarly, a pro for traditional publishing is it can be a source of personal pride. It's natural to want our efforts to be validated by a governing body. And a traditional publisher can do just that. For a lot of authors, this can feel like making it through a gauntlet or passing a test. You'll get a stamp of approval for your ego, and that can be very important. That's what they say. Ask yourself, basically, will you feel accomplished if you self-publish, or do you want the stamp of approval from a traditional publisher? And will self-publishing feel cheap or like you cut corners? So let's go back to another pro for self-publishing. You won't need to write a book proposal, secure an agent, or find a publisher. As mentioned above, the lengthy timeline for traditional publishing is largely due to all the hoops you have to jump through. Writing a book proposal, acquiring an agent, and ultimately, finding and pitching your book to a publisher. Many people just don't have the patience or the desire to take all these steps. There's a lot of work involved and also a lot of rejection along the path to a yes. With self-publishing, there's no need for any of this. Okay. And then we go to another pro for traditional publishers. Traditional publishers will do a lot of the work for you. In most cases, traditional publishers will cover all the editing, printing, and setup and design costs for you. So you won't have to spend that money out of your pocket. This can save you thousands of dollars. Traditional publishers will also do some marketing for you, but will likely be minimal, and you'll still need to market your own book. Now, the next pro for self-publishers, you can make more money. While traditional publishers will cover all editing, printing, setup, and design costs for you, they will take 90% of the royalties. What is a royalty? In short, the royalty is calculated by subtracting the printing cost from the retail cost of your book, and then multiplying that by your royalty rate, which is usually 10 to 15%. Some publishers will pay you in advance on your book, which is based on an estimate of how many copies they believe they can sell, but these are rare. When self-publishing, you get to keep 60% of your royalties for print and 70% for ebooks. And then the best part of self-publishing is you'll retain full creative control. Agents and editors often have a lot of input into the final manuscript of the book. They may require you to make changes that you may not agree with in order to satisfy what's popular. This could include anything from minor character changes to significant structural adjustments that can require... Sorry, got cut out again. This is The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I'm sorry about that. I got interrupted by the phone. So it says, with self-publishing, you're the judge. You can publish your book whenever you decide that you're ready. Another pro for traditional is you'll be able to get into bookstores. Traditional publishers aren't guaranteed to get their traditional publishers aren't guaranteed to get their titles into brick and mortar bookstores, but most publishers have connections with the major retailers that will help increase your chances. If you self-publish, on the other hand, your chances of getting your book into bookstores is slim to none. This is especially the case for big chains like Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, who only deal with major publishers and distributors. It's possible to get a self-published book into a small local bookstore if you go through painstaking process of going into the location and making your pitch in person. But I have found out that there are things that you can do. You would just need to check with the local Barnes & Noble or the different bookstores. So make sure that you call about that if you are a self-publishing author who has a book out and that you would like to get it into the bookstore. So there are ways to get it in there. So then I'm going to go with the cons of traditional publishing. They won't do much marketing for you. Traditional publishers will do some marketing for you too, but it's not enough to make a difference. Unless you're with a huge publisher, you're one of their top titles. Their marketing efforts will be minimal. You'll still need to do most of the marketing yourself. There's no escaping it. The longer timeline. Traditional publishing can be much slower than self-publishing because it can take months or often years to secure a deal with a publisher. When it comes to the actual publishing process, once you've secured a deal, the time difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing isn't that significant. In order to get through the gate, so to speak, you have to create a book proposal and find an agent who will then pitch your book to publishers, which can also take a long time. A perk of the longer time, however, is that you can use that time to build your marketing platform so you're ready to launch. The cons for self-publishing is you won't get into bookstores. Well, that can change. I don't agree totally with that because I'm working with Ingram Spark, and there are ways that you can look into for that. So I'm going to skip that one. You will not be taken as seriously by media and other promotional platforms. When it comes to marketing your book, which you will definitely have to do if you choose to self-publish, you'll have a harder time being seen as a professional author if your book is self-published. Well, unfortunately, there are comments that are made when they know you're in Amazon. I remember when I first published, oh, well, you're a self-published author, you're print on demand. And that was even in the movie Authors Anonymous, if you remember that movie with Kaley Cuoco and Chris Klein, and they were a writers group. And I remember one of the older people, the author, Dennis, played by Dennis, the late Dennis Farina, may he rest in peace. I remember he was, an author who was publishing his book through self-publishing, and then he goes, yeah, you're print on demand. It was kind of like frowned upon, but at least he published his book. So it doesn't mean that you're not taken seriously, and there are comments that will always get made. So those are things that, unfortunately, as authors, we have to deal with. But you'll pay for everything, yes, yourself up front. So Well, traditional publishers cover your editing, design, printing, and distribution costs. That expense falls on you when you self-publish. So the advice I have is make sure you spend your money on a good editor and on a good cover designer. Aside from your, you know, you have to have a great manuscript or work on formatting your manuscript as best you can, of course. Make sure that you hire a good editor and also a good cover designer, definitely. And if you can afford a good marketing person that knows how to do stuff, also, you know, find out more from them. Now, speaking of which, there's also Hybrid. And this is a new one. I haven't tried this, but it says Hybrid publishing is essentially a blend of traditional and self-publishing. In most cases, you essentially pay the company to publish your book, and they usually don't have any criteria for which books they accept and which they reject. If you have the money, they'll publish it. For this reason, it falls more closely in line with self-publishing than traditional. I kind of call it vanity press. It's fast. You keep the royalties. You retain full control. You get to say you were published by a publisher. You'll have access to extra services like editing, cover design, etc. Most hybrid publishers are higher quality than self-publishing. The cons, it can be really, really expensive, yes. While often better than self-publishing, the quality is still not as good as traditional, exactly. And they take advantage of you at times. I'm not saying all do, but you have to really, really do your homework and your research on this. And this is just my own examples of what, you know, what I've been through and what I found out through the research I've done. But if you really want to just self-publish, there's nothing wrong with it. I am an indie author. I respect all indie authors, traditional publishers, hybrid, whatever you decide to do. But do your research. Put all the quality in your work. Do the best you can. I've learned a lot from the beginnings of my books to now and what I could have done differently. Always make sure to hire good editors, because when they read your work and all they do is see a lot of typos or sentences that just don't make sense, it makes your book not get the full respect it should have gotten, because you could have written it better and should have known that. And it's not, you know, it and you learn as you go. I definitely have learned a lot of things. I'm still learning. But those are the best things I can tell you about my own experiences with self-publishing and traditional publishing. I haven't done yet, but I'm looking into it. However, my next step is to try to upload my books to Ingram Spark. And if you don't know about Ingram Spark, look it up. I will put the links up here. And on another segment of my show, I will speak about Ingram Spark and all it does and the different publishing sites that they have, so you're able to do all that work. But one of the things I do find that helps you when it comes to it being an indie author, a lot of times traditional publishers, or if you're looking for that agent and you're writing to that agent, they want to see if you've established yourself as a writer, as an author, if you have your website. So it's good to have all of that. So that way, by the time you publish, it's easier to get into with a book agent. A lot of times they do look at that. So those are just some examples. But I hope this helped. And again, the article, I will post the link. It is on www.launchmybook.com. And the person that wrote it is, give me a second here. He even has a video. His name is Joel Pitney, Book Publishing, Self-Publishing. So I hope you'll check it out, and I hope you all have a great day. I wanted to thank you for joining me on The Daily with Sol Stein through Anchor FM presents The Coffee Chronicles. I'm still enjoying my coffee. I hope you have a blessed Wednesday. Thank you for joining me, and I hope this show helped. I will do another segment probably next week when I get back from my vacation. And I hope you all have an amazing day. And thank you for joining me again on the Daily with Zoe Stein through Anchor FM. And it also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Thank you so much. Have a great day.